Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm so proud of you guys. You guys have overcome a lot of things. This is the most resilient team I've ever been around, and that plays big in the playoff. Okay. Get your rest. Come in late tomorrow. Party hard tonight. The last thing, JT, how many more playoffs?
We got 13 wins!
Hey, everybody. I am John Clark, and welcome to the Takeoff Podcast. And this is a special edition because we're going to take you into the Phillies clubhouse after they clinched a trip to the playoffs for a second straight year. Yeah, it's been 12 years since they went to the playoffs in consecutive seasons. Remember 2007 to 2011? Well, the Phillies are going to the playoffs once again. And this team, they say they are built for the postseason. Rob Thompson told this team, as they had a cheers and a salute to each other, he said, "This team is built for where we are going," and the players agree. So enjoy these conversations with a lot of beer and a lot of champagne mixed in. We are here with Nick Castellanos to come to Philadelphia, clinch playoff for a second straight year. How special is that?
It's great. That's why we play.
Tell me about this song being back. When did it come back?
I think sometime in June.
You heard the place go crazy out there when they played it and re-racked
it. Of course. Of course.
What does it mean to this team, the song and the bonding that went on last year and that special feeling you had?
Well, I mean, I think just the memories created with the song and the run we had was real. I also think the city being able to be in on the song and enjoy it is also real. So to be able to clinch and put it back on and the city get just excited as us means that it's real. Real is beautiful, bro.
Do you think this team is better equipped for what you're about to do because of what you went through last year and the experience you got?
No doubt.
What did you learn specifically?
As far as what?
As far as the playoffs and that level of postseason play.
Just the journey of it, man. To be able to feel it, to go that deep, I've never done that before. You know, so the second time you hear the song, it's a little bit easier to dance.
So Rob Thompson, before the game, he said, the guys that are here for the first time have no idea what they're in for at Red October, because he said he even didn't know the level Red October can get to in Philly. Do you have that same feeling towards the guys who are going to experience it for the first time?
As far as, like, excitement?
Yeah.
I'm happy for them, you know, but the trick is just to not let it get too big, you know? So just stay in the moment and do your job, and whatever's meant to happen is going to happen.
Nick, did you get the same feelings when you're the game winner tonight in the celebration that you had last October? Same vibes?
As soon as the song came on, yes.
It felt like deja vu for you again?
No doubt.
When you saw what the city did last year for Alec Bohm, and you saw what the city did this year for Trey Turner, is this really the city that has your back and loves you guys back?
They love you. They're going to give you shit. But what I've heard over and over again is that it's out of love. And, I mean, so far from my experiences, it's true. I think that they just really pay attention and they demand the best you can give each and every night. And if they feel that you're not in it, they're going to let you know.
Does that bring you to another level of mental toughness?
I mean, you don't really have a choice, right?
Yeah. Congratulations again making the postseason.
Thank you.
We are here with Zach Wheeler, and to go back to the playoffs again, second straight year. Describe the feeling for Philadelphia here.
It's awesome, man. It never gets old. This is my second time, so really looking forward to it.
How much are you guys better equipped to make this postseason run after having all the experiences you had last year?
Yeah, I think those experiences help, but you know, we got some new guys, got some new bats, some new arms, and it's a whole new team this year, so we're looking forward to it.
So Dancing on My Own came on again in the ballpark. How long has it been back with you guys here in the clubhouse?
I don't know. It didn't take long. I think we went through a rough stretch, and then we're like, all right, let's just bring it back. So it was pretty early on.
Has that been a part last year of the team bonding and coming together?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's definitely part of it. So, yeah.
Sorry, as soon as they see lights.
Yep.
What are you feeling really confident about, good about this baseball team heading into this postseason?
I think just, you know, the consistency that we've been playing lately. Hopefully we can just get it all going at the same time.
Yeah.
That's the key, going deep.
Aaron Nola, we saw him tonight. We saw his last start, maybe last three or four starts, looking good. How confident are you in Aaron, especially with him getting these under his belt going into the playoffs?
He's a good pitcher. I don't know. I mean, you know, he's consistent for the most part, and, you know, I love pitching with him. He's a competitor. He's a dog out there, and it's really fun pitching with him.
One final question. Experiencing Red October for the first time last year, Rob Thompson said pregame, the guys who are here for the first time don't have an idea what it's like, and he didn't either. Is it just another level that you can't describe?
Yeah, it's loud, it's crazy. The place literally rocks. You know, you can feel it and you can hear it. So it's a tough place to come in and play, I'm sure. You know, hopefully we can just, you know, win this thing this year.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, we are here with Alec Bohm, and I tell you, you've been in the majors 3 or 4 years. You saw some of your teammates. They waited a lot of time for this. How special is it to have this much success early on in your career?
I mean, this is what we play the season for every year, you know, and I feel really lucky to be able to do this early on. So, I mean, we've got a bunch of really good veterans in this clubhouse, and they've shown us the way, and the stuff's fun, man.
So when you're going into the playoffs for a second time, does it feel different from last year at this point?
Yes and no. I mean, it's a little bit different, right? We have the experience, but, you know, you get a lot of the same feelings this time of year as we did last year. So, you know, we're just ready to go, and, you know, whoever we play, it doesn't matter. We're in, and, you know, anything can happen when you get in. So we're ready to go.
Do you think that this team is better equipped with some of the additions, but also the experience you had last year in the postseason?
I mean, experience doesn't hurt, right? So I just think, yeah, another year, more experience, and, you know, we've been there, we've seen it, we know what it takes, so we'll see what happens.
How special is this city with how they treated you last year and what you saw with Trey Turner this year?
Yeah, it's really the best, and, you know, you hear it tonight, a lot of the top decks open, and it still feels like a playoff game out there, so fans bring it every night, and I know they're excited, we're excited, and it's going to be a fun month coming up.
You think you'll have some goosebumps as Red October starts here next week?
Always, man, always. It's always fun, but, I mean, the noise, the fans, all of it, man, it's going to be a fun month. We're excited. A
couple final questions. The tightness, the closeness of this clubhouse. We see it sometimes, but can you describe it for the city, just how close you guys are?
Yeah, man, everybody's got everybody's back. You know, somebody's going through it. We're all in there with them. We're all in the fight together. You know, we know this isn't an easy game. Guys are going to struggle. Some guys are going to be carrying us at times. Other guys are going to be struggling. So, you know, we're all in this together. There's 9 guys in the lineup. You know, we got a pitching staff, bullpen, everything. So, you know, we're excited, man.
Final question for you. You heard the ballpark when Dancing on My Own came back on. How much does it give you that extra juice and that lift?
Yeah, I mean, you heard it, right? That's, you know, feels a lot like last year. Reminds you of all those good times. So, ready to make some more.
It's your jawing, right?
Oh, yeah.
You heard that's a Philly thing?
It's a Philly thing, yeah.
Thank you for
ready to go. Yeah.
Best wishes here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, we are here with Taiwan Walker, and we saw this team celebrate last year and come together. Describe it for us in here for the first time with this clubhouse and these guys.
It's a fun clubhouse. We got some great veterans, great young guys, and it's been a fun year all year. A really tight-knit group, and to pop some bottles, spray some beer, it's fun right now.
What did you learn about this team this year being with you?
Honestly, you know, the first couple of months wasn't easy. You know, we weren't playing up to our expectations, but we kept fighting, and honestly, we got through it. The fans stuck with us the whole way, which was amazing. 40,000 almost every single night. I've never seen anything like it, so it's been special.
What gives you a lot of confidence about this group going into this postseason?
Our offense is dangerous. I mean, we can put up runs at any minute. We can score at will. We got a great pitching staff. Our starting staff is great, and the bullpen. I mean, we got some nasty guys in the bullpen. I mean, we got like 6, 7, 8 guys. Everyone throws 100 in the bullpen, you know? We just got a good group.
So you've heard about Citizens Bank Park in the playoffs last year. You saw it.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be like to experience it?
I've been asking. I've been hearing they're causing earthquakes. It's loud. You can't hear. You can't hear yourself breathe. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to experience it.
So do you think this is a real home field advantage here?
100%. I mean, I've seen it. Well, first time I've seen it, we played the Giants not too long ago, and it was loud. And, you know, we can come here and play. I think we have a really, really good chance to win.
Well, best wishes to you.
Thank you
so much for your time. Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, being able to play these games at home, right, hopefully, you know, that's the plan and that's the goal, to be able to play these games at home and get into that next round. Anytime we can just get in. I mean, I don't care how we get in, what we do, or how we do it. You know, everything starts over once you get in. So we're a really good team. We're a really good group of guys. We did last year as well. But, you know, this year, you know, hopefully get there and, you know, finish the job.
Bryce, how different is this team compared to the one that went to the World Series last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a lot of new guys, but also we got a, you know, similar group of guys. Our team is built for October. I mean, I think everybody, a lot of people know that. You know, people that play us, they understand that. We have a lineup that is built for that. So we got some, you know, 3-4 horses in our starting staff. We got guys in the back end of our bullpen that are really lights out. So we're just all looking forward to it. We're really excited.
How excited 1 week from today, starting here at home, Red October again?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, right? That was the goal at the beginning of the season in spring training, to be able to get there and get back. You know, we're looking forward to it. I know our fans are going to be excited. I know they're going to be here, be ready to go, and looking forward to standing on the line here in the anthem and get it going.
How much growth have you seen from guys like Bryson and Alec and the experience they got in the playoffs last year?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they did a great job last year as well. But, you know, new year, new team. You know, we're looking forward to, you know, what it's going to take, how we're going to do it. One game at a time, understand that we're going to play some really good teams, hopefully, and just got to, you know, win that first round and get it going. I mean, we can't take, you know, can't take anybody lightly or anything like that. We got to play the games, understand we're going to play some really good teams. October baseball is a lot different than anybody, you know, understands, and, you know, we're really excited.
Right. You mentioned everybody has a clean slate, but having gone through this, how much of an advantage is that as you get started?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of these teams have gone through it before, right? You know, a lot of these teams are going to be in it, depending on who gets in and who's in. But, you know, your top teams out of the divisions and things like that, a lot of these teams have already been there. So we're just going to play our thing of baseball and, you know, just understand that it's about the guys in this clubhouse and play our style of game.
Were you in there with John Middleton? He was getting doused pretty good. Came with flip-flops. He was prepared, huh?
He loves that. I mean, he was part of it last year, too. So, you know, anytime, you know, John gets in here and he hangs out with us and he's part of it, I mean, he works so hard to get us here and gives the opportunity to Dave to build the team. And he just does such a great job. We love John. And, you know, we thank him for, you know, bringing this team and getting this team together.
Dancing on My Own officially back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No doubt. You play for the Phillies, that's going to be the song.
All right, we are here with Matt Stroman. I tell you, guys talked about Red October last year. You saw it on TV. You starting to get a feel for it in person?
Yeah, I mean, a couple homestands back, I remember walking in from the bullpen with Hoffy after Trey hit the go-ahead homer in the eighth. Just looking around and being like, I can't imagine this place in October. So super excited to punch our ticket and get a chance to see it.
Give Philly an idea of this celebration with this group of guys.
I mean, this is just a bunch of gamers. They want to win. They want to play. This is what we want to do. So we got to do it a few more times, and it's gonna be something special, hopefully.
You knew you were joining a really good team on paper, but being here in person all year, is there anything that like they're better at than you thought or anything to surprise you?
I mean, just the clubhouse camaraderie, how well everyone gets together. You know, it reminds me a lot about, and it's a little cheesy, but it reminds me a lot about 12-year-old travel ball. You know, it's just a bunch of guys that want to get to the field, hang out, do their things, and play baseball. So just super excited to be able to do this in October.
Where do you think that comes from, the camaraderie and the chemistry? Where does that start?
I think it's just the job Dave's done with putting his team together, the guys in his clubhouse, Kyle Schwarber, JT, Harper, you got Turner, Caskey. They're unbelievable at meshing all 28 of us together, and you know, it's been an unbelievable year and fun.
What gives you a lot of confidence about this team heading into the postseason? I heard Rob Thompson say we're built for where we want to go.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at our lineup, you know, it's you look at those guys and the bullpen, we got five or six guys down there with saved opportunities under their belt, and that experience is going to go a long way to the playoffs.
You want to say anything to Philadelphia as you get ready to come here next week and start the playoffs?
Let's go, you know, just bring the energy, and we feed off that. We can't wait to see you guys fill the bank.
All right, we are here with Bryson Stott, and give us an idea of the energy in here in the celebration. Any comparisons to last year?
Yeah, no, it's anytime you get to do this with these guys, it's awesome, and it doesn't get old, that's for sure.
So you know how long Aaron Nola and Rhys Hoskins waited just to get to the playoffs. Now you're going twice in your first couple years. How much do you savor that?
Yeah, no, they waited a long time, and they kind of built, in a sense, what's going on here. So to have two guys like that who lead us every day and are big voices in the clubhouse and stuff like that, you can't replace that. And just being able to spend it with those two has been awesome.
So you guys were the hunted this year, going to the World Series. How difficult was that, and what did you learn about this team this year?
Yeah, nobody ever gives up. Five runs, four runs, put together good at-bats, and the pitchers kept us in the games, and it was just an all-around good year for us, and every day it felt like it was somebody different getting the big hit or getting the big outs on the mound, so that was pretty cool.
Now we've heard the nickname, the daycare. I mean, are you guys officially graduating now?
I don't know. That's not our choice. Maybe, I don't know. I don't think so, though.
How happy are you with your improvements this year, especially being basically the best two-strike hitter in baseball and things that you worked on?
Yeah, no, it's...
Enjoy it.
Rangers!
How many do you have, kids?
Yeah, no, it's been good. Just working in the offseason to see it come through, and I knew what I needed to do, and to be able to work on that and do that, and I've never cared about myself or my numbers or whatever it is. As long as we're winning games and helping the team any way I can, whether it's defense, base running, hitting, it doesn't matter to me. So it's been a good year for sure.
Final question for you. Red October starts here next week. Can you give us an idea what it's like to be on the field playing for the fans of Philly Red October?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything like it. Just going out there, I catch myself looking in the stands and looking at the towels, and the pitch calm is pointless at that point. So just anytime we get to take the field in front of these fans in our own park is always special.
Thank you. All right, we are joined by Michael Lorenzen. I tell you got an experience of what Philly's like with your no-hitter.
Yeah.
Give us an idea about this party here and the vibe of the crowd when you guys clinch.
No, it's incredible. There's nothing like it. Watching Nola do his thing out on the mound in a game like today where we needed him to keep it close, and then just seeing the reliever after reliever come in and shut the door down. Hoffman was huge. Super proud of that guy to come in. We don't want anyone else in there other than Hoffman in that situation, and he pulled through for us, and then we were able to get the winning hit, man. It was huge.
So what have you learned about this team? What makes it so special since coming here?
It's just a bunch of ball players. It really is. Just a bunch of ball players, guys who love the game of baseball, and a bunch of winners. So it's a good combination to win baseball games.
Is this clubhouse as close as they say they are?
Yeah, it's close. It's close. It's good leadership, good veterans. good young guys, good coaching staff. It's great all around, and I'm excited. We're ready to start. I wish it started tomorrow, but we got some more time to go. We got some more wins to get.
How important is it, do you think, for Aaron Nola to have a couple of really good starts heading into the playoffs?
He's going to carry us through. Him, Wills, our pitching staff, a bunch of these guys. But Nola's been huge for this organization, and watching him from afar, he's been an ace each and every year, and he's going to do that in the postseason. It's going to be fun to watch.
I heard Rob Thompson tell you guys that this team is built for where you want to go. Why do you think it's built for the postseason?
I mean, from top to bottom, everyone does their part, and they do it really good. So when you have that combination, and like I said, guys who love to play the game, guys are going to show up and put their bodies on the line to win each and every baseball game, each and every pitch. It's a good combination, and we're excited.
Final question for you. We see the selflessness of guys like you. You're out of the bullpen now. Craig Kimbrel coming in the eighth.
Yeah.
He's got the entrance music in the eighth. We're like, is that the way this clubhouse is?
Yeah, we want to win. Each and every one of us wants to win. That's all we care about. And it doesn't matter how we do it. We just got to win. That's it.
You have amazing focus.
Thank you.
Thank you.